My name is Hari Bimaraju, and I'm one of the presidents of DonutVZ, and I'm really interested in accessible technology and education. And our organization, both through education, technology, and then workshops and classes, and also like fundraising, we aim to like empower visually impaired students to be able to achieve as much as they can and to learn about their opportunities.
How long have you been doing this for?
I've been involved with DonutVZ for many years now. My older sister actually founded the organization maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, actually. So initially I was kind of like a volunteer and a student in the classes that she would teach to fundraise. But I started like teaching classes and doing more of a leadership role probably around 5 years ago.
What makes you want to do it, sort of learn more about it, and also to empower and to educate other people?
Well, I just think that it's really important to be able to give everyone equal opportunity. And there is so much that's changing in the world right now with technology and like the reach of education. And I think it's really important to be able to challenge that and to channel that and use that for good. And I mean, I live in Silicon Valley, so in terms of having access to technology and technological education, I'm really in like one of the most privileged places. So I think that it's really important to me to share that with other people and kind of use the privilege that I've been given living here for good.
So what are some of the things that you talk about? And I've seen on your Instagram page you do a lot of work about accessible technology, especially for blind and partially sighted people. So what kind of things do you get up to?
So I think we would probably separate our work into a couple of different sections. So we build accessible technology, which is one. So that's actually where I started about 6 years ago. I built a periodic table teaching tool, and I actually had the honor of presenting that to President Obama and other nationally renowned places, which was really, really exciting. And I think that's where I started to really feel that the work that I did could make a difference. So after that, I built a medicine management system, and another student in our organization built an archery assistant for the visually impaired. And recently, we've been working on lab chemistry sensors, but making them accessible so that any visually impaired student can easily and independently conduct chemistry lab experiments. So that's kind of from the accessible tech side. That was a brief summary of some of the work we've done. And then in terms of teaching, so we've been doing weekly like science and technology exploration classes for a couple of years now. And those are primarily for sighted students, but we kind of teach those classes with the lens of viewing societal problems and specifically like building like accessible technology and understanding more about how to make things accessible. So those are like our weekly classes. And then we've also done a variety of workshop series and like mini maker fair events and things like that, which are more like short-term recurring events rather than like weekly for a longer period of time. So for those, we've helped visually impaired students with entrepreneurship, innovation, technology, just kind of introducing them to these different topics. And then through our classes and our workshops, we also try to fundraise to donate, help build hospitals for the visually impaired in rural India, as well as sponsor cataract eye surgeries.
So a lot, you get up to a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of different parts for sure.
It sounds great. Why do you think it's so important that this education is available to everybody, and to make sure that visually impaired students have access to things like chemistry experiments that they wouldn't be able to do without this technology? Why is it so important?
Well, I think that in any field, but especially in science and technology, which is what we've been focused in, you really can't achieve the breadth and depth of innovation that is like necessary to further the world without that amount of diversity. You know, like I think that diversity is what really stems innovation. And if you only have one group of people or like one type of person who's working in a field of learning and creation, then you have a very narrow-minded perspective of like what is created, right? And so I think that it's especially important for that reason to give visually impaired students an opportunity to show their knowledge and their experiences and bring that to the table as well, in an equal setting as sighted individuals, because their experiences matter just as much and will also fuel innovation in a new direction. And I think that, I mean, that's kind of the broader perspective. But aside from that, I just think that I personally really love learning. I've always loved school. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to be able to really enjoy learning. And I think that like lack of access should never be the reason why a student can't learn. You know, I think that's just a fundamental human basic right.
How old are you, Harry?
I'm 17.
You're a very impressive 17-year-old, I must say. How can we get involved? How can we learn more about the organisation and get a little bit more involved? I know we're over the pond in Britain, but it's still fascinating to learn more about this kind of thing.
Okay, great. So you can definitely check out our website. That has a lot of information. It's just donumvz.org. There's a lot of information there about what's been going on and to give you a better summary as well.